Role models are not born. They develop over time through experience and wisdom. And in this episode, we're going to be talking all about the role model in human design, the 6-line profile. Welcome to the Lifestyle Relationship and Career Human Design Podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential in all areas. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design specialist and coach, and I am excited to help you do that through human design. So this is episode 35, where we will be talking all about the 6th line. This is the last of the 6 lines in the human design profile. And whether you have this in your actual profile or not, or you know somebody or love somebody that has this in their profile, it is very likely that you will have some 6 lines in other aspects of your human design chart. And any part of your chart, any gate or trait, as we call it in BG5, the business application of human design, that you have defined or activated in your chart that has a 6th line on it will play itself out in the way that we are about to discuss. So the 6th line, the role model. It is called the role model both in human design and in BG5. And they live a very unique life. They are here to model what it is to live an authentic life simply by being their authentic self. And again, they are not born this way. Becoming a role model requires wisdom and experience, and this is gained over time. The 6th line profile, the role models, they live their life in a very unique triphasic life cycle. The first 30 years, they're experiencing life through trial and error, like the 3rd line profile, and maybe even more experimental than an actual 3rd line. They are learning through the hard knocks. They are trial and erroring themselves through life, learning what does and doesn't work. And even though they're experiencing this kind of 3rd line phase of their life, they don't actually have the level of resilience that the 3rd line has. This phase goes from birth to around age 30. And so usually by their late 20s, after having lived through the wrong relationships and the wrong jobs, all of these difficult trial and error things, they may become a little bit pessimistic. And they're going to enter this phase of retreat. This is called the roof phase, from around age 30 to around age 50, where they withdraw, they step back, they evaluate, they heal from the chaos of those first 30 years. They integrate the lessons that they have learned so that in that last phase of life, they can truly step out as the embodied role model that they were born to be. I will share some personal experience with this. My brother has a 6th line in his profile, as does my sister-in-law, his wife. And when my brother went on the roof, around age 30, this is well before I knew about human design, I took this really personally. Like, all of a sudden he really withdrew, stepped back, became very distant and aloof. And I took this very personally. So when I learned about this 6th line profile, it was just such a big aha for me. So for those of you that have 6 lines in your life, it is not personal when they go into that roof phase and they need to withdraw and heal and integrate so they can step out as the role models that they were born to be. I also watched my sister-in-law go on the roof. Now, she's 7 years younger than my brother, so this was quite a bit later. She's also a very good example of where my brother did withdraw. I didn't think he changed quite as much as she did. She very much was highly, highly experimental. I mean, just trying anything and everything in those first 30 years. And she very much transformed and went the other direction when she went on the roof. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. It's just examples of how dramatic this roof phase can be. Well, when they're on the roof, the reason they call it the roof is that they have this big picture perspective. They have this bird's eye view that the other profiles don't have. They're able to look over the past, see where they came from, integrate their experiences. They can also look into the future. This is the 6th line. It's the last line of the hexagram or the gate that is about to transition into what is coming next. Again, bird's eye view. This objective wisdom that people come to them for. Six line profiles, there's a lot of trust in this profile, trusting others, being trusted, being a trusted guide, filled with wisdom. And this doesn't necessarily only happen after they come off the roof in their third life phase. People do still come to them for their guidance and for their wisdom, even before their roof and when they're on the roof. My coach is actually a six line profile. She's on the roof right now, and she is just an incredible guide. She's very good at embodying what she teaches and helping support others. And many people come to her for her support and her wisdom. The roof phase, usually, you know, it starts around 28, 30. It can really deeply be felt around age 35. And a lot of times, the energy that was there in that first 30 years just goes away. They might feel drained. And around age 42, they may even question if they are depressed. So understanding this roof phase is so important for six lines in knowing that this is their time to integrate, to learn, to restore, to replenish, to prepare for the last phase, the role model phase, which happens around age 50 when they come off the roof and they can really step out into life and embody and show others what it is to be a truly wise embodied being. This is what they're role modeling. So it is not about anything that they are doing. It is who they are being. There's so much about the true embodiment of a six line in their role model phase. Some really great examples of six lines. Both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have six lines in their profiles and have this role model aspect to them. Six lines are very deeply trusting and can also be deeply trusted. However, if you break their trust, this can really be an issue. It will be very hard to regain their trust, and they really struggle with hypocrisy more than the other lines. They are able to really see the possibility of what is out there in the future, what can be possible for humanity as a whole. And it is really important for them. Again, they need to walk their talk when they are role modeling. They are objective leaders. They are natural authorities. You really see the big picture. And in order for them to express their highest potential, it is so important for them to really be authentic and to model that, you know, be that role model. They can be very optimistic, maybe not so much in those first 30 years or so, but they do have optimism baked in because, again, they can see that big picture. Now, they can come across sometimes as aloof and detached, especially during that third line phase as they are stepping back and integrating. This is not personal whatsoever. Let's see what else I want to make sure. Oh, yes. So the six lines, they have a deep sense of purpose. They are here for something bigger, and they often are aware of this, maybe not consciously, but throughout their lives. And they really want to fulfill that purpose. What can happen here is that they're in such a hurry to get to that purpose that they can create in a very chaotic way that is not in alignment with who they are. Remember, they have to go through that roof phase process to embody all of that trial and error in order to really step out into their purpose. And their purpose is not about what they do. It is about who they are. They are modeling what it is to really live in the highest expression. And again, remember, with anything in human design, there is a high expression and there is a low expression. So it can also be the opposite of this. And there can be a lot of chaos even after the roof phase when they're really not embodying their highest self. They are very driven to serve humanity and the world in their highest expression. They know they have that big mission. They are late bloomers. Again, they go through this roof phase, and they may have that fear that they are not fulfilling their destiny. So again, if you have a six line in your profile, just knowing you are going through this process, it's all about embodying authentically who you are, walking your talk, embodying the wisdom of what you learned through those first 30 years. And it's not so much about what you do, but who you are. All right. So that is it about the six line. And that concludes our 6-week series on each of the lines or the qualities in human design. I would love to hear how this landed for you. Please connect with me on Instagram at HD Vanessa Naja, and let me know how this landed for you. Are you a six line? Do you know a six line? What phase are you in? And or how have you experienced other people in their six-line process, that triphasic life process? Like I said, it was super obvious with my brother and my sister-in-law. Really important not to take that personally. And also to understand what that triphasic life cycle process is for you if you are a six-line. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.